The machine is ever turning, ever hungry. How do you avoid being eaten? How do you avoid drifting into becoming another cog? Can you escape the machine? Should you try, or is it impossible? Pondering these questions and more, I mention the machine.
Oh shit, it's May. It's episode 51.
It's already May.
It's May 10th. And Joel is dancing. Because he's a happy man all the time.
I think you need a dictionary, my friend.
Thesaurus.
If only you knew what happened the past month.
Oh. Well, someday you'll tell the whole story.
Yeah, once the statute of limitations are over. That's one of my favorite stories ever. I went to Cal U, and they had a decommissioning of my dorm. And the one guy goes, well, now the statute of limitations over. I can tell you the crazy stuff I did in bins. So then things ends, and we're talking to the kids that are living there now. And they're going, one kid goes, hey, can you tell us your stories? And then one buddy goes, nope, statute of limitations isn't over yet, so we can still get in trouble.
Oh, shit. I heard some people are fighting NDAs with companies because they say it makes them getting a new job a lot harder.
I believe the government's trying to do that.
Yeah, it's probably good.
It's very good.
Fucking people want to put everything on lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking government, too.
You know what this is? It's a snow crash all over again.
Everything's snow crash to you.
Well, that crazy guy who's like Ted Turner, he didn't like the fact that his programmers went home and thought about code and, like, they're stealing his data.
Like, yeah, they're still thinking about it.
If he leaves my company, I can't take it out of his head. I'm like, whoa, it's a little bit too much.
That reminds me of the meme. It was from a real science study where it's like, scientists have successfully deleted the memories from a snail. They're like, we did. This snail remembers nothing. It's like, well, how did you know you remembered anything in the first place?
I don't think it ever did, let's be honest.
Yeah, fucking goofy. Sounds like a Mitch Hedberg joke.
Mm-hmm. What was that movie, The Spotless Mind something or other, where they tried that?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind with Jim Carrey.
Didn't that not work?
No, it worked, I thought. I thought it worked at first. I don't know. I think by the end of it, he started regretting doing it, though. But
I thought I never saw the movie. But I assume the way the trailers looked, it's like it started to work, and then it started not working. It started to crumble.
No, it's like his memory's coming apart because they're deleting them. So it's like his flashing back to the beginning of the relationship. It's a good movie. I haven't seen it in forever.
Okay, I'll have to watch it then.
Yeah, might put that on the list for myself. What else is going on? I started reading Green Lights from Matthew McConaughey. I'm only like 10 pages into that.
All right.
Yeah, that's not in the intro, unfortunately. But I was hoping that was what the book description was on the jacket. I don't remember where I got it. I think I picked it up from like a Goodwill or something for like a dollar.
Mm.
I was like, well, I'll give it a shot.
I installed a attic exhaust fan in my attic.
Sweet.
That has paid off dividends.
Yeah. I've been, I've got new patio furniture I got to build this weekend.
Ooh.
I also got to, we bought two recliners for the third floor off of Facebook Marketplace that I got to get to the third floor today. One of them has a miscellaneous stain, which, good thing I have a steam cleaner.
Bear bleeps that stain. Don't want to catch nothing.
Yeah, well, if you had seen the murky quality of the cold plunge water this morning when I was like, I had to Goggins my way into it because I was like, this is probably not a good idea. but that was a good 3 minutes. But
I've been playing with AI music.
Yeah, AI. Hey, how about that Apple ad that's getting all the bad backlash?
I don't know nothing about this.
So Apple put out this ad talking about how the iPad can, like, you don't need to learn to play a musical instrument or how to, like, actually do any of these actual skills. Let the iPad and AI do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all the actual creators and artists in the world are fucking pissed off about it.
Oh,
it's like,
come on.
How tech's ultimate goal is to destroy creativity and artistry.
See, I disagree. Because I can't draw to save my life.
Right.
But I can use AutoCAD to build devices that can print 3D print.
Mm-hmm.
I can design things with tools. It's a tool. Just because you don't want to learn a new tool doesn't mean it's the downfall.
It is a tool, but I think it's more Apple missed the mark with who the people are that use their products. The people that use their products are artists. They want to be artistic. They want to be able to be like, I bought an Apple Pencil so I could draw on my iPad. Mm-hmm. I used to draw all the time on paper, but it's for whatever reason I stopped doing because I got sick of wasting the paper. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, on the iPad I can just draw and delete it.
Okay,
or I can fucking... What's that?
Okay, cool.
I can just draw forever and delete it. I can undo bad marks without having to like deal with erasing through the page. So
didn't Bob Ross teach you anything? There's no such thing as an accident.
That's not my little brother's an accident.
Hot takes.
We used to call him the Smegma baby.
Oh well. Oh. I get sick of hearing all these people getting upset when they don't understand how a tool can be used for their benefit. Like, when the generative AI art came out, they're stealing artwork. I'm like, you do realize you can feed it all your own artwork, and you can have it generate art for you to give you ideas.
Yeah, but there's actual things that are coming from that are bad. Like, there was Marvel Comics was putting out covers saying they were done by an artist, but they weren't. They were just AI-generated stuff, and, like, people called them on it because they looked like AI art.
Yeah,
and
it's like, but... Who's to blame? That's the company. That's not the tool.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying, like, there are bad actors everywhere. Don't blame the tool. Well, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. Don't hate the tool, hate the toolbox.
I think don't hate the tool, hate the user. Hmm. Like people just do back alley shit all the time.
Of course.
And then they get upset that the tool, like, now, I guess there's a No Agenda the other day, and I guess there's this guy that he went on this racist rant, and they found out it was AI that did it.
Oh, yeah. No. The guy created, it was the gym teacher created it about the principal saying he went on this AI rant, but it was all generative AI from the coach that didn't like him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but the it's one of those things where the backlash is something that... You'll never, like, the apology is always on page 4.
Yeah.
It's like you're trying to ruin people's lives with stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really nowadays is the day where you can't trust what you see.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, the criminals are starting to wear a fake prosthetic finger when they're committing crimes so they can say it was generated by AI because they'll have, like, 6 fingers on a hand. And then they'll get killed by the man in black from Princess Bride. You have 6 fingers on your right hand. And Inigo Montoya, not the man in black. He didn't kill him.
I don't know. I just feel like I've become more of an old man the past 2 months. Just shaking my fist at everything.
Mm-hmm. Old man yells at cloud. One of my favorite Simpsons memes. I was with it once when it was it, and now they changed what it is, and now I'm no longer with it. It'll happen to you, too. If it weren't for TikTok, I probably wouldn't know what the hell the younger generation's up to, because I just don't care.
Well, like, I went to lunch with my buddy the other day, and we were talking about, like, you ever notice how, like, life, everyone and their brother's telling you how to live your life, but you have to live your own life? And my buddy's like, I want my last 20 years back. And I thought about, like, 20 years ago, I had my second job out of college, and it sucked. And I'm here in my new job 20 years later, I'm like, it sucks. I'm like, I seem to have a pattern going on here.
Maybe you just chose the wrong field, Joel.
I chose the right field. It's just the wrong people to feel.
That could happen, too, I guess, because, like, my last job sucked. But this job is...
It's one of those things that, like, I always think about is, like... So, that movie Hercules with The Rock in it, there's, like, towards the end of the movie, like, you find out that the guy framed him because he was too popular. He's like, I just wanted to live with my family. He's like, you want nothing, and I can't control you, so I had to kill your family. I'm like, damn.
That sounds like God of War. Didn't that dude fuck up real bad for everybody? He's like, I'm going to just fucking kill the guy's family and coat him in the ashes of his family for all time. And it's like, well, you pissed off the wrong dude.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's like worse than John Wick level because he fucking killed a whole pantheon of gods.
Did he like, go from pantheon to pantheon?
Yeah, now he's in, like, the Norse mythology and shit fucking running around. And they're like, well, we're going to kill your son. He's like, the fuck you are. Fucking crazy games.
But, like, it's all the same game everywhere you go. Like, I remember the one job I was at, my manager thought I wanted her job. I'm like, I just want to fix shit. Just be left, like, see that corner? Just throw shit in the corner and tell me to fix, and I'll fix it. Let's stay there, leave you the fuck alone.
Yeah, but you've read enough Robert Greene to know that that's not the power play. Like, that's, that non-participation is a sign of participation in the game. Like, you've got to play the game and play it well, and you probably broke rule number one with not outshining the master.
No, I didn't outshine the master on purpose.
Well, you missed some other rule somewhere.
I think it was just greed.
It could be, but at the same time, like, I wish I could fucking just devote myself and my time to being like, I'm going to operate on this level and play this game and be like, I'm going to see how far and fast I can get.
It's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever seen, I don't know if it was a movie or TV, but it's the same trope of like, you know what? The asshole gets all the girls. I'm going to be an asshole. And you get the girl, I'm like, I don't like the way I feel. Like, I can't do this.
Yeah. But there's a, God damn it, the key to winning is to just, you either have to be fucking Goggins or Jocko. Like, you have to be like, I'm going to play the game, but I'm going to play it in such a way that I'm just going to outwork everybody, and you're never going to hear me bitch about it, but I'm just going to keep taking and taking and taking from you. Or you got to be Goggins, where it's like, go fuck yourself, go fuck your mother, and like, here I am running 250 miles, and I'm still at work all day. Oh, you're working a 14-hour day, I'm working a 20-hour day, and plus I'm running on top of it, and like, you just make everybody else feel fucking, you outrun them, you outlast them. Like, Jocko just keeps taking over things. Like, now he's got The Way of the Warrior Kid movie coming out, with Chris Pratt starring as Uncle Jake. He's got Mick G as the director. Like, he's now in that space. And I think he was in that space before, because he was on an HBO show as himself, and then there's that SEAL team show. They say there is a SEAL advisor to it, and it's like, well, they don't say who it is, but I think it's either him or... It's got to be him. It's got to be him or Jack Carr. I don't know, though. I just don't know.
Too many questions, not enough answers.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to my manager about how, like, the second I go outside of my team, things fall apart. Like, I don't understand how this is supposed to be a company that's supposed to work together and do stuff, but yet, the second I ask somebody for help, it falls on deaf ears.
Yeah.
But I gotta be Captain Save-A-Ho anytime something comes to me. It's like the horn of Gondor's been blown. Gotta go answer that horn. I blow the horn of Gondor. Oh, we're sorry, but we can't help you right now. Please come try back later in like a year.
I don't know. I hate bad leadership in so companies, and I get why Jocko's all about it. And
well, like, I've this is the second time I've seen when management changes and the whole department just goes tits up.
Yeah, Jocko. One of Jocko's main lines is that there's no such thing as bad teams, just bad leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it. I've seen it time and time again.
I was telling my coworker a while ago how, like, my first internship was Union Switch and Signal, and my manager didn't know how to do anything, but he knew who on his team did what.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do anything himself. He just told you who to go to.
That's what a manager is supposed to
exactly.
do. Exactly. A manager is supposed to... I forget what fucking book it was, but it said a manager's job is to delegate.
Mm-hmm.
You delegate. So that frees you up. So when there is a fire, because there's always going to be a fire, mm-hmm. you can go put it out. Or your job is to deal with the people higher up, so you delegate everything else.
Mm-hmm.
My current manager is terrible at that. He doesn't... He's overworked because he doesn't push the work down.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to do everything himself.
Well, what happened, my ex-manager, I was talking to her about it, and she was telling me how the reason she couldn't delegate was because it wasn't repeatable problems. It was unique problems that she couldn't just like, oh, here's how you do this. Go do this from now on.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like, these are all these one-offs. Well, I can't give you the one-off because I don't even know how to fix this thing. I don't know who to send this to.
Yeah. Although, according to Jocko, all problems... or because somebody violated the four rules of leadership.
What are the four rules of leadership?
There is cover and move.
Okay.
So if you're doing something, then somebody else should be able to cover for you while mm-hmm. you're doing that. Cover and move. There is keep it simple. Simple, not easy. I forget them all now. Blanking like an idiot. Damn, I'm gonna look it up.
I'm gonna fill in some time.
Yeah.
So.
Hummus a ditty. Not a ditty because he's a diddler.
No. No ditties here. No A minors either. But, like, it just blows my mind how, like, the writing's on the wall and no one will read it. Like, you got spray painted 5-foot letters and it's like, oh, what's going on here? I don't know.
Oh, here it goes. Cover and move.
Mm-hmm.
Simplify.
Mm-hmm.
Prioritize and execute, mm-hmm. and decentralized command,
mm-hmm.
which a proper manager should be like, here, you know what you need to do, mm-hmm. go do it, tell me if you need help.
Exactly. And that's the thing I love about my boss and my manager. When I first got there, I thought I was getting fired because my boss never talked to me.
Yeah.
But she wasn't a micromanager. I'm like, you mean to tell me I just do what I need to do?
I think I freak out my managers because I don't talk to them. Because they're just like, when we have our one-on-ones, it's like, you got anything you want to talk about? It's like, no, I'm good. And I said, I told them, I tell them, I'm like, look, you'll know if there's a problem. Like, I will not wait till the one-on-one meeting. Mm-hmm. I'll come to you the day of. Like, mm-hmm. But otherwise, like, there's not a lot that's going to rattle me.
That's the same to me. It's like, oh, I can handle this. Oh, I can't handle this. Hey, here you go. Take care of this.
Yeah, like, my first real job out of school was at an agency with pretty much a lunatic who was just like random one-off requests that made no damn sense, and like you had to do it and deliver in record time. And it's like, well, if I can handle that from the boss, mm-hmm. I can handle it from like a client.
Mm-hmm. The thing is though, like in my current situation, we got new leadership who doesn't understand the system.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving out ideas. It's like, this isn't going to work. I've talked to them blue in the face. So the only thing to do now is just watch it light and fire and fix the mess.
One of the worst trends, I think, in things like leadership is when people need to change things to put their mark on it when they become the leader. Like, they need to change things just to change them. Like, they don't fully understand all the processes or whatever, but they just get in there and start changing things instead mm-hmm. of being like, I'm gonna take 6 months and learn the culture, and mm-hmm. then I'm gonna start changing things.
Well, like the other issue that we're running into is like all these pitches. Oh, we'll work on that later. We don't need to work on this one. Like, you don't understand. This is a symptom of this, mm-hmm. and this is gonna make this worse down the road.
Yeah.
My first internship, I worked with this guy. His name was Emilio. He was like the best coder they had. I remember we were about to go to lunch, and this guy stopped me. We got this problem. Oh, what's the problem? He starts rattling off. So long story short, they wrote this code, and there's a small issue, but it wasn't that big of a deal. So they left it alone. They start building all this code on top of it. Well, that compounded, and now they're having all these other weird
uh-huh,
issues.
Uh-huh.
He's like, you think you can handle it? Like, yeah. The guy walks out. He goes, were you paying attention? I'm like, yeah. He goes, good. I was just thinking about to have lunch. I'm like, I'm glad I paid attention because this is a really big problem, and it sounded like a lot of issues. But it's like, everyone doesn't understand that, like, all the small stuff adds up.
Yeah, and that goes back to the whole living like Jocko stuff, where it's like the small stuff adds up over time, and you just consistently do the right thing over time, you're going to win.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, I don't know if you've played, like, the old Warcraft games and Starcraft and all those games.
Mm-hmm.
You got all that micromanaging you got to do. So you set up all these supply lines, and like stuff's just rolling in. You don't think about it. You're doing war, and they're like, why don't I have any resources? And you're like, oh, look, they all died because I got ambushed. Yeah. And didn't realize.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like,
a lot to be learned from that sort of shit.
Yeah. It's funny because it's like, I feel like between video games and my hobbies, I know a lot more about business than I should.
Well, that's the Tim Ferriss principle about like making your own MBA. Like businesses, like the MBA thing that only existed during like the boomer era. Really, like I don't think there was no such thing as an MBA during the Industrial Revolution. There was mm-hmm. just like, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna do some shit, I'm gonna make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, all the Napoleon Hill shit is pretty much all that nonsense.
Well, it's like, all these businesses, like, I'll just buy the fucking railroad. I don't need you. Like, yeah. That's not covered in an NBA.
No. some gangster shit. Oh, you don't want to do this? Well, we're doing it anyway. And mm-hmm. we'll buy a senator later.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because those people, they're vilified, but they're also the ones that people look at as heroes. Like, I mean, all the Yellowstone stuff, that guy is kind of that same goddamn way.
Yeah.
Oh, you're building a casino that I don't like down the hill from my property. Well, I'm just going to blow up the mountain on my property to divert the river that flows through my property so you don't have this nice stream running through your casino. Mm-hmm. Like just shit that's all fucked up. But if somebody did it to you, you'd be like, how unethical is it? But you watch him do it, and you're like, oh, rah.
Well, like, one of my favorite songs is from Crystal Meth. It's called Tough Guy. And the line's like, what's wrong, motherfucker? The man just a minute ago. It's like, oh, you're talking all that shit, but now you want mercy. I'm like, you were about to kill me, and now you want me not to kill you? Like, I don't understand here.
Oh, one of my favorite Pantera songs is 5 Minutes Alone. And he's talking about people that were his friends that got mad at them for starting to get successful. And he says, can't you hear the violin singing, playing your song?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, yeah.
Oh, I saw a thing on Instagram yesterday. I don't know if I sent it to you. This guy left a bad Google review for this restaurant.
Hmm.
So the guy sent him a Google Calendar event for a beatdown.
Oh, yeah. You sent me that, yeah.
It's like,
that's funny. Food will be served. Knuckle sandwiches. I would 100% show up. I would 100%. Did you watch that thing I sent you today about Jocko?
Yeah.
The, when to be cocky.
Uh-huh.
It's like, that's entirely that moment where it's like, this is what I've been waiting for.
All that training's going to pay off in the next 5
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah, when you're walking on stage, it's time to get cocky. It's like, you can't be sitting there. Did you watch The Replacements?
Which one was that?
The one we were watching at the...
I didn't rewatch it yet.
Well, there's the part in there where Gene Hackman says, winners always want the ball. And it's like, that's that moment where it's like, well, yeah, you winners always want the ball. You don't want to be going on stage being like, I don't think I can do this. You want to go, well, yeah, I can do this shit.
Well, my coworker, he's still getting his legs under. He's like, am I being an asshole? I'm like, no, you're not. So we're in a meeting this morning, and they're going back and forth. And I kept sending a message like, let him cook. Let him cook. It's funny being someone else's hype man. It's like, no, you got this. Go for it.
That's the best goddamn feeling. Be like, get everybody else riled up when you don't have to face the consequences.
But it's like, we were in a meeting this morning, and like I got sidetracked by an email. Like, oh, Joel, what do you think about this? And then he jumps in. It's like, oh, I think this is. I'm like, oh, sweet. I don't have to even say a word. I trade him well. So, I guess we need a positive note.
It's all positive. You're going through some shit right now, but it's...
It'll be over soon.
It's shit you've walked through before.
Yeah, it is, but at the same time, it feels new again.
Aw, damn. Joel Cox is back in the killing fields. It feels new because you got different problems going on. I just think about... What was it, like 5, 6 years ago? When it was like... Miserable Joel. All the time. Mad at work. Mad at wife. Mad at everything. Like, and where you are now, like, a good place.
I'm a good place. Just, I want to be in a better place.
Well, that's what everyone wants.
And as Riley says from the Boondocks, you pay what you owe. And not being paid what I was owed. But now that I know that, now that I have a level set of who I'm dealing with, I'm flipping the script as, Buster Rhymes would say.
Flip mode. If you're not going to be the greatest. If you're not going to be part of the greatest, you got to be the greatest yourself. What was I just thinking about? I keep thinking about Project Mayhem lately. Well, just when Tyler Durden tells the narrator, when he says, you decide your own level of involvement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true about more than just, it's like you decide your own level of involvement in your misery and your happiness and all of that. And it's just like, how much do you want this to bother you? And Amor Fati, love of fate, the Stoic principle.
Okay.
It's like, I love fate, either if it's good or bad. Mm-hmm. Like, last night, we were sitting down to play Jeopardy while Mara made dinner, and her uncle's had hip surgery, so he's in the hospital recovering. But his wife called my mother-in-law and said that they needed somebody to come over and help with a plumbing issue. And it's like, I just sat down, I was getting comfortable, I could be annoyed by it, but I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to go deal with this, and love of fate, like, just be like, if this is the card that dealt to me, let me go deal with it.
What's that line from Dune? Answer any call given.
I don't know that one, but that sounds
well, right. There's a thing when they land on a Caladan and they're talking to Paul's dad. He's like, basically was like, anytime you call, we will answer, because that's what we do.
the theme in Wheel of Time that the women keep laughing about is, every time they help out a man, he wants to say, I really appreciate this. Anytime you need something, mm-hmm. give me a call, I'll be there. And they always said that they'd laugh about it because they say, anytime you need a man to be a hero, he's not around. You need him then. You don't need to call him. You mm-hmm. need him then.
I guess, like, I am between the AI music being like kind of, like you said, I'm self-hypnosis. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm writing these songs. I'm like, this does make me feel a little bit better.
Now, if you convert them all to whatever that megahertz is that vibrates through your brain, and you just start listening to them through that for a little bit, and mm-hmm. then, like, you become positive, Joel, then you're weird.
I don't think the world's ready for positive, Joel.
Yeah, I once threatened my wife, say, I'm done trying to be a good guy. I'm just going to be a supervillain like Dr. Doom. And she said, please don't.
I've been read the Riot Act of things I'm not allowed to do. I'm like, that's not against the Geneva Convention. Why can't I do it?
Well, the Geneva Convention only applies to soldiers, Joel. Soldiers and nation states. As a civilian.
And in that, folks, I think we're cut all right. Yeah. Goodbye, folks.
Later.
That wraps up another episode of The Mesh and the Machine. If you would like to contact or subscribe to the podcast, please visit themeshandthemachine.com. If you would like to leave a voicemail, please call 412-294-8557.
Well, today is May 10th. It's gotta be May.
May 10th. Get in the game. Let's see. What episode is this?
51.
Is it?
Hmm. Yep. Yay. It's in the game.
Mm-hmm.